Did we lose him?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
So are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you very much. That would be my presentation outline. Next slide, please. Next slide. So next again. So the Sio Mara Marakisi is a basin that is shared by two East African countries, Uganda and Kenya, and it's part of the Nile Basin. You know, the Nile Basin covers 10 countries, and it's home to about 300 million people, and it covers an area of 3.1 million square kilometers. But the Sio Mara Marakisi Basin itself covers only 3,240 square kilometers, and it is joined by, it's made of the Maraba Marakisi catchment, and the, which drains into the Mporogoma catchment in the Lake Choga Basin, and then it's also formed by the Sio River, which drains into Lake Victoria, which is also shared by the East African countries. Next, please. The main challenges and issues in this basin are characterized by high poverty levels and population growth rates, which are coupled with high disease prevalence rates. And mainly, when you talk about the water, energy, and food insecurities, you have less access to clean water and safe water, which is about 25% far below the national average for rural water supply. And 90% of the community members use firewood for cooking. Only 6% are connected to the national power grids. And that means that there is a high reliance on the biomass fuel, coupled with cutting of forest cover and exposing most of the watersheds. And then we have 80% of the communities largely depending on land-fed agriculture for subsistence farming. And that means that with the high variability in rainfall, most of the people are unable to grow crops, and that affects food security. And it means that irrigation development investments would be very key to ensure food security. But generally, we have unsustainable utilization of resources, where we talk of deforestation, wetland degradation, cultivation on hill slopes that lead to landslides in our mountainous areas, degradation of river banks, which lead to loss of the biodiversity, water pollution, reduction in water quality, and extremes, floods and drought, and this being even made worse by climate change. Next. And then we have inadequate technical and institutional capacity, financial capacity to handle these challenges. Next. So as a way to address these challenges in the Sio Mara Marakisi Basin, the two countries came up with a strategy to jointly improve livelihoods of the basin riparians to reverse the widespread environmental degradation, but mainly through the promotion of environmentally sustainable social economic development of the basin through joint identification, implementation of appropriate transboundary investment projects that are mainly aimed at addressing these water resources challenges in the basin. And the key development opportunities that form the basis for the strategy would look at the high potential for increased agricultural productivity that's available in the basin, but of course, constrained by high rainfall variability, which would necessitate investments in irrigation. Next would be the high demand for water supply and sanitation services, considering that the high coverage rates are so low, but also there would be need for significant energy demand and investment in developing the potential for energy to combat the reliance on biomass fuel for cooking and many other needs in the two countries. Next. And these investment projects